Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Bill Raggio, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, on the basis of the information we have from his colleague Ahmad Sharari about the identity, multiple identities, of the man now calling himself Ashara, claiming himself to be the president of Syria. He has number of names and was born in Saudi Arabia, grew up partially in Syria, but spent time in Iraq pretending to be an Iraqi Shia. He worked directly with ISIS in Mosul, came into conflict. Well, Bill explains. We're dealing with a man who keeps changing his identity in order to climb ahead. He's ruthless. He has a very keen ability to impose his will upon people. He can pretend to be a Shia. He can pretend to be a Sunni, a normal moderate Sunni, a man interested in government. He clearly has success as a jihadist, al-Shara. It increases the likelihood that whatever we're seeing in Syria, just wait 15 minutes, it'll change. Here's Bill Raggio reacting to the news that al-Shara has multiple personalities, grew up in multiple states, and is now claiming to be Syrian. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. More of this later tonight.
Yeah, though this is a classic. And I think it gives us some understanding, you know, if he truly is a Syrian, which I believe that he is, or at least is, you know, has established roots there. It explains that division that occurred between him and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of the Islamic State of Iraq, before it became ISIS, before al-Qaeda ejected it. He wanted to lead the Syrian branch, but his multiple identities, this is something that's quite common amongst jihadists. They, you know, they get the nom de guerre of the day for someone like Jelani. It adds to his mystique, and it also gives him plausible deniability. We're now calling him Ahmed al-Shara now. He used to be known as Abu Muhammad al-Jelani. That's where his designation is listed. And that gives him the ability to sidestep those designations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.